Hey, praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner. And this is another podcast and another question. We had a single seminar in November. In October. What's wrong with me, eh? In October 2009. And this question came up and I want to handle it the best way I can, all right? There's a lot more that could be said on this one, but I'm just going to try and answer it in the best possible way. How do you know you've met the right one? Well, it's a broad question and it's difficult to say A, B, C, D. It's very, very difficult. But I would just say the combination of factors I would consider and probably advise someone to consider. First one, the obvious one as a believer, is do they have a personal relationship with the Lord that is independent from you, you know? Not somebody that you're trying to make them become a Christian, but they have their loving relationship with the Lord. Do they respect God's word? And are they willing to change when necessary? Very important. Or are they just stubborn as a mule? Those are the things that you need to look at. Do they increase my love for God or sabotage my relationship with Him? Something you might want to consider. Now, this one is the one that a lot of us Christians, and maybe I should have made this number one in a sense, but I didn't, because some people would have read the list and say, well, this guy's being very spiritual now. He's not really hit the nail on the head. Well, those ones there as a believer that I've mentioned are important. But the question is, do you love them enough to spend the rest of your life with them? That's a big question, because some people like to spiritualize everything and think that love and attraction, you know, doesn't really come into Christian relationships. Well, you know, we all know. So anyway, I would say no more. Do they love you the same way? Good question. You need to find that out. Are they crazy about you? Do they love you the same way? Are they attractive to you, or are you attractive to them? Good question. Are you proud of who they are as a person and what they do? And do they feel the same way about you? Question you might want to ask is, how do they treat you in front of their family and their friends? Do they have a mind of their own? Or are they mommy or daddy's boys and girls? You know what I mean? You know, there are many other things you can consider. But one thing I want to say is that if the love factor is there and the attraction factor is there and you both love God and are crazy about Jesus, do you have peace about the decision? So that's something you've got to prayerfully consider. And if you don't have peace, you've got to find out why you don't have peace. But, you know, I would say, do you have peace about this decision to go into this relationship? I just got a few scriptures for you if you're dealing with this. Psalm 32 verse 8, it says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I would advise you and watch over you. Don't underestimate the power of prayer where choosing a life partner is concerned. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Verse 6 says, seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. So don't shut God out of the equation. Prayerfully think about, you know, these things that I've mentioned. You know, there's a very interesting scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7, when Samuel was going to choose a king. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God sees things we don't see. So his guidance in this area is very, very important. You know, his guidance in this area is very, very important. You can't underestimate that. Proverbs 19:14 says, houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. And I would say a prudent husband also is from the Lord. Even though I've talked about the attraction thing, don't let that be your only thing. Trust me, your body will change as the years go by. You want somebody who has got character, who is loving, who would love you for you, and you love them for them. I've mentioned a couple of things, and there are a lot of other things you could consider, but I hope that this has helped in some way, and if you're searching for a partner, I pray that the Lord leads you in the right direction. This is Pastor O signing out. Have a great day. Remain strong in the Lord, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you. See you later. Bye.